Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
This from Medline Plus and Health Day, that dogs may ease a child's fear. Kids with pets in the home were less likely to test positive for anxiety than those without, a new study found. I will agree with this, and I think that it certainly is common sense, but studies always put the, you know, real end of the thing on there and make it science so that you can really believe it. But interacting with a friendly dog reduces your cortisol levels, and that oxytocin release, it lessens your psychological responses to stress. I know yesterday I was feeling very stressed out, and I walked into my bedroom, and there was our little Scarlet sitting, and she sits all sort of hunched over. It's the funniest thing. And her leg was just up in the air for no reason, because she was about to scratch her ear, and she was sitting by herself in the bedroom in this position, and I started to laugh. And I just went up and I gave her little smoochies. And now she's also sleeping in my daughter's room. And my daughter, who is 13 and still has anxieties when she goes to bed, it's all of her friends have that. It's crazy. We'll talk about that another time. But now we've been putting Scarlett in Cece's room, and every night it's done. We don't have to worry about it. She goes to bed and says goodnight, and Scarlett's in there, and she says nothing will happen to me with Scarlett in here. And so it's just kind of an amazing little phenomenon when you see our little puppy friends, our little best friends. You know, there's a reason they call a man's best friend, although it shouldn't be man. Could be woman or kids. And in this certain study, it really is kids. And I think that that's great to know. So while they say you should not give dogs or animals as pets for the holidays, because sometimes then people who weren't expecting a pet are not prepared to take care of one. And we need to love our little pets, and we don't want to have to give them back or give them to somebody else. So make sure that you love your little pet. But in this new study, it can help ease a child's fear. And I think that that's so important when you think of what these little animals do for us. All we can do is the same for them. We just have to treat them well and treat them the way that they treat us. So if you've got an anxious child, a stressed out child, an anxious husband, or a stressed out spouse, you know, consider letting your dog sleep in the bed with them for a night or two, or just curl up in their lap. See what that does. This is Melanie Cole. More great show coming up. Stay well.